perfect storm. President Trump faces escalating crises of his own making, by Brian Bennett. As the sun was setting on the evening of April 9th, President Donald Trump gathered the vice president, senior military leaders, and his newly minted national security advisor around the long wooden table in the cabinet room to discuss one of the gravest decisions any commander-in-chief can make, whether to use military force against a foreign threat. The Syrian government had allegedly used chemical weapons on a town near Damascus, killing at least 40 innocent civilians, violating international law, and crossing a strategic red line Trump himself had drawn nearly a year earlier. But the president had something else on his mind. "So I just heard that they broke into the office of one of my personal attorneys," he said, unprompted after reporters were ushered into the room. "Here we are talking about Syria," Trump groused, "and I have this witch hunt constantly going on." His generals looked on stiffly. Trump launched into a jaw-dropping diatribe against the nation's highest law enforcement officers, all appointees of his, and the FBI for its raids earlier in the day of his lawyer's home, office, and hotel room. Trump called the searches disgraceful and an attack on our country. Trump got the legal facts of the raids wrong. They had been conducted under warrants approved by a federal judge, but clearly appreciated the magnitude of the moment. It is rare for authorities to seize evidence of potential crimes from any lawyer's office. It is all but unheard of to do it from the personal attorney of the sitting president of the United States. The raids were reportedly related to alleged payments by Trump's personal lawyer and longtime fixer, Michael Cohen, to the pornographic film actor Stephanie Clifford, who performs as Stormy Daniels. She claims to have had a consensual affair with Trump in 2006. The FBI was also reportedly looking for information about Cohen's possible role in brokering a deal between American Media Incorporated, which owns the National Enquirer, and 1998 Playboy Playmate of the Year Karen McDougal, who told friends she had an affair with Trump around the same time.